catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia, and a welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Kennedy out.
Yes.
Williams in, yes, for the second day in a row. James still on hiatus. Good Lord, we might have to put you on the poster if this keeps up.
But this is what I'm working towards.
Not in the
towards.
Title, maybe in the poster. In a little box
a little
down the bottom.
No one can see
featuring
me.
Dangerous Dave.
I get it.
And we'll put in, I don't know, some porn star from the 70s.
That's right.
In a little box. Good on you, Dave. Thanks for helping
here.
Out today.
What's on?
Well, it's a big show today. We've got a couple of great guests.
Mm.
Rob Halford.
Yeah.
Better known as the lead singer of Judas Priest.
50 years.
50 years in the business. Has released a book. I've been through it. It is unbelievable.
Can't
He's talking
wait.
To us live on the program
it's
today.
Huge.
He's a huge story.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
For us, as we say, rock sport music, this is the rock
Can we
part.
Play a Judas Priest song?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we are going to play... What about
Breaking the Law?
I'm loving for Breaking the Law.
Yeah, let's get that one on.
Let's get it done.
It in, put it
Hang
in.
About. Right. What a champion bloke. What an important figure. So
Massive.
We'll be talking to
That's
him.
That's huge.
You know, we did Australian news yesterday. I want to do Queensland news.
Yeah, okay.
Queensland and North Queensland
we
news.
We love Queensland.
There is news of more secession. First wax it. Now, North Queensland wants to go their own way.
Their own thing.
There's huge news coming out of Queensland. We'll cover it in detail. And after that, we'll get on to Merrick Watts.
Look out, he's on the TV last night. Smashed it as well on that new
think?
Show. Love it. He's a gun, Merrick.
I think
he's really
I'd like to have seen him box Shishinko. What's her name?
Roxy.
Roxy Boxing.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, it's all gone hard. Someone's out. There's already trouble brewing. SAS Madness. We'll talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to talk to him about the Daly M leak as well.
That's right. Daily
He's
Telegraph.
In Sydney. He'll be all over this. We've got to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
What have you done, Daily Telegraph? Mm. What have you done? Hey, we might have time for a chick flick alert.
Oh,
we'll have so much more. We'll take your calls. Take your tweets. An Apocalypse Watch.
That's a busy show.
Song Whisperer. So much to get through. Thanks for filling in again.
Oh, mate, I'm always
filling
here.
In, stepping up.
I'm always here. I'm just normally behind the scenes sort of guy, but I'm happy to
You're
step
not
up
a behind
off the
scenes
bench.
Sort of guy. You are, do you know what they call you? The squeaky wheel.
Is that
You're
right?
the one who causes all the trouble, all the squeaky wheel gets the grease. You know
I'm the
I mean?
One who keeps you employed because I could quite easily put the mics up at the wrong time and there goes your broadcasting. I would never do that, though. And I'm not saying that you say
so
things
So this is how
air,
you help out. You threaten me at the top of the show.
Well, I've got
You say your whole future is
like
in my
I've got
hand.
The keys to the nuclear codes. You know, I can just go click, click. Then.
I should have been suspicious when I walked in today and you were stroking a white cat.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, a big show for you. Make sure the satellite's in place.
We're on.
And we're also
we're coast to coast right
by
now.
By the way, talk about getting ahead of yourself.
What are you talking about?
You've only been co-hosting the show for 2 days in Jane's absence.
Yeah. What? Where are you going with this?
I see this Facebook post last night,
How?
Which is leaked to me. Leaked to me from someone in your
and this
little,
is my private Facebook
private
that you do not have access. We don't have Facebook, so you wouldn't know what I post.
I don't. And this comes across my desk. Hey, Melbourne pool people. This is from Dave Williams. We are thinking about putting in a pool for lazy warm afternoons with cocktails.
All right, this is private.
Any pool builder recommendations?
Thank you.
What the hell?
This is on my personal Facebook,
Dangerous
just with my friends in my neighbourhood.
Get in pool, people.
Shut up.
Life is good for you. How much are we paying? Are you on some kind of...
No.
Well, what are you, on the big
I'm
bucks
not on
now.
Showbiz money. Don't worry about that. I drive a Hyundai Getz, remember.
Well, remember...
And who told you about this? Because this
I
is
don't,
a,
don't
in a
reveal
circle
my sources.
Of friends.
Well
that,
done, Adam Rosenbergs.
Oh,
thank you.
I only added him as a friend like a month ago.
Yeah, well,
that's amazing.
He's leaking like a sieve.
Yes.
So what are you thinking? What are your plans? You've got a pool.
Well, I haven't got a pool yet.
Is it above ground?
No, we're going in ground.
Pardon me, Majesty, below ground.
Well, that's what
pool.
We're thinking. I broached it a few weeks ago because we've been in lockdown and we've been, you know, homebound for a bit. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to have a pool out there? And I look out into the garden. I thought that'd be a good spot for it right there.
You have to dig up the cat. Remember the cat?
Well, that's
because you buried that out there.
Absolutely right, because it's right in the spot where the pool would go.
Why didn't you come to me?
What do you mean?
Gary Poole from Gary Poole's Pool. Mate. I know my way around this
you do,
world.
You do.
I will turn up in my kimono and I will look at, and a hard hat.
Yeah.
And I will look at some plans. Yeah. And organ 133353. What do you think Dave should include in his pool? It's got to be a grotto, wouldn't you?
Well,
I would have thought.
This is not a big, big yard, so we've got a space.
You've
got
to have a Playboy Mansion style grotto for Dave, and you walk around. This is how I see it.
Dressing
so
gown.
The grotto's in action.
Yeah.
You're wearing a smoking jacket and smoking a pipe.
Pipe.
And there are two hotties in bikinis throwing a beach ball to each other.
All right, this is really good.
And in the pool, we invite the Invercargill Pooper.
I don't want any floaties.
You remember
the
Invercargill Pooper?
Yeah, what happened there?
Well, he used to poo in the public pool every Friday for like 2 months. And then they finally did a stakeout. They did an undercover stakeout, and he didn't turn up.
Oh.
Which makes me think it was an inside job.
Might have been too.
Which makes me think.
Poo floating around your pool. No.
Well, how else am I going to open it?
I was thinking about.
I now declare Dave's pool open. What about this? I've got an idea.
Right.
You remember, and you're rock and roll.
Yeah.
Would you get it in the shape of a guitar?
Well, Lee Simon, who used to, the godfather of rock, used to work here. He had a guitar-shaped pool.
That's interesting.
Yeah, what?
Because I know Jane has one in the shape of a ukulele. It's just a really small, small pool.
A tiny one, yeah.
Pool bar for Mickey?
Well, I was thinking about having a party.
On.
Well, I'm open to suggestions.
I'm suggesting it.
I'll bring the fireball.
I'm suggesting it. The fireball.
Yeah.
A barman. You're the barman. I'm sitting in
good.
The chair.
Yeah.
Longest time in a pool bar without leaving the pool for
you?
Me.
What?
7.5 hours. So stand by.
Well, I'm 7.5 hours. That's how many
you
times?
You want to do the sums?
Yeah. How many drinks did you have?
Yeah, it's to say there's a warm pitch flying around the third. So what about this one?
Yeah, what do you got?
You know you're rock and roll.
Yeah, I love rock, yeah.
You are such a rock and roll. But you know how The Who put a Rolls Royce into the pool?
Yeah, Keith Moon.
The Getz. We all come home and there's the Getz in the pool.
Floating away.
And you're doing, what was the movie where the guy jumped off the roof into the pool?
Was it Anchorman?
No.
Song Whisperer. What was that movie?
Come on.
I don't know.
You're thinking of The Doors?
No, although he did it. No, it's the movie where they're all singing the Elton John song on
Almost
the bus.
Famous.
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
That's what
he does. The Golden God. You
yeah,
stand
yeah.
on the roof going, I am a golden god.
Standing on the Getz inside a pool. What does Michael want?
All right. Hey, 133353, get on the line. Give us a call when we come back. If you've got any ideas for Dave's pool, I'd like to hear them. Then we'll get into Apocalypse Watch.
Then Rob Halford from Judas Priest will be joining us too. Oh, it's a big hour coming up.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
With Rob Halford, yes, from Judas Priest coming up. Merrick Watts as well. And we've got more of those flights to give away thanks to Virgin Australia.
Thank you, Virgin.
We're talking return domestic economy flights too.
Anywhere in Australia, you might not be able to get to northern Queensland, though.
Oh,
if it's no longer part of Australia, we'll be discussing that very shortly.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the big news, the bombshell today is Dave posted last night, hey, Melbourne pool people, we're thinking about putting in a pool for lazy warm afternoons and a cocktail.
This is not for public broadcast.
Pardon
this
me,
is
your
private.
Majesty. What are you? You're the chattering class.
This is how
now,
I talk
hey?
To my friends on Facebook.
Any pool builder recommendations?
That's what I'm looking for. I don't know where to start.
Well, everyone wants to get involved. Michael, what's your opinion?
Obviously, Dave being a tight ass has finally paid off, Mick. Why are you thinking
of all those lack of dinners for his wife, all the.
I'm not a tight ass, and you say
do you know
that,
what?
I'm not.
We did a GoFundMe once to pay for
you.
Yeah,
and I wasn't a part of that. You did that.
For your fine. Wasn't it a fine?
Yeah, it was when I parked my car at the front of my house and it was too close to the line on the road, apparently.
Let it go. So do you want to GoFundMe for your pool?
I do not. I'm prepared to pay the money for the pool.
All right, settle down. I'm getting very defensive.
No, well, I'm just saying you call me a tight ass on the air, which I'm not a tight ass.
All right,
shrewds.
Dave's on the line. Dave, what would you like to add?
I'd say because he's a tight ass, the pool will be one of those kids' shell sand pits, won't it?
How dare you, sir? I would have thought at least above ground. Remember when above ground
We had one of those, big Clark pool, you know.
And the big thrill was, oh, my God, it's got a deck.
Definitely, you build a deck up.
And there'd be one in your neighbourhood, and you'd go around.
My dad was really keen on making sure your feet were clean, so he had a bucket, and then you had the ladder, so you had to wash your feet in the bucket, then you got on the ladder into the pool. No grass in the pool allowed at our place. There's lots of rules and regulations.
All right, I like it. Well done, Dave. Taney's on the line. Taney, what do you think?
Troy.
Troy, pardon me. Don't correct me on air. You're new to this, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
You just go with it.
Sorry.
Troy.
I think for all the years that Dave's been a tight ass.
Hey, I'm not, mate.
And all the freebies he's got over the years from all the
Troy, you're better than that.
Yeah, it is. Troy,
mate, I'm not. you need to tile the bottom of your pool with all the logos of the sponsors. You've taken friends.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What's not bad? Like, Wardy's got 23 on the bottom of his pool. What would you have on the bottom of yours?
I'd probably put a BJ there.
For what?
Billy Joel, because he's one of my favourites. Oh, so I thought I'd put a nice...
I would never swim in that pool.
Go for a swim with a BJ.
I'd rather swim in the EJ pool. That's Elton John.
Not a bad idea, though, Troy.
That should be the spa.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, not bad. Well done, Troy. Darren's on the line. Darren, what's your suggestion?
G'day, boys. My suggestion is, it's more so for Mick, or you get to visit Dave a lot, is a pool in the shape of a schooner.
Oh, I like it. And the water's really dirty. It's bright brown.
Why
don't we fill it with beer? We just fill the
pool. Go for a whizzer and you wouldn't know the difference.
That's a good point. And you could have like a spa at the top, so it's like the froth of the schooner.
Exactly.
Your thinking. Yeah. Well done. Do you know, I think it was Willie Nelson or someone who was in hospital recovering, and they had a guitar-shaped pool. I remember when they got out, I was suggesting they should get a bedpan-shaped pool. let's go down to Spike, I reckon. Spike? Yeah. What do you got, Spike?
Mate, a circular pool might sound a bit boring, but the bottom of the pool, the black tile to make it look like an LP, and he can have his own like record label.
It's round, and it's black with a white circle or something in the middle.
Yeah, like a record.
In the middle, like Billy Joel.
Yeah, true.
Not Billy Joel.
Yeah, no, that's it. Glass houses.
All right, not a bad idea. All right, I think we've got plenty. Steve's on the line. Steve. What's your idea?
Hey, Nick. Oh, look, Dave, I want to know, you live down near the bayside.
Yes.
Why on earth do you want a bloody pool?
Tell me about it.
What?
You know what you like? One of the Kardashians. That's what they do. They're down there in Malibu and stuff. And then they got slab him, Dave.
Oh, case of Brick Lane, the draft coming your way, Steve.
All right, well done to all our callers. Keep them coming in. Yeah. We'll run them as things. Now, Apocalypse Watch.
Oh, let's do that.
We interrupt this program. My message is, how dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test. Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
What I am proud of is we have really established you as a tight ass.
Yeah, and I'm not.
The first five calls.
That's just what you say on the air. I mean, I'm shrewd is what I like to call myself. So, you know, I'm sensible.
50.
No.
Instead of Dangerous Dave, it should be Thrifty Dave.
I've got two of the Barefoot Investor books, and they're like my Bibles.
What did you just say there? You might have to dump yourself.
I think I might. I think I almost said something bad. I didn't. Let's move on.
I think you're out of control today. You've had a crack at me. You threatened me. You've dropped the magic.
All right.
Please come back soon, Jane. Okay. Show's gone to pot. Okay, now, Apocalypse Watch.
Yes, what do you got?
Yodelers are blamed for Switzerland's worst COVID super spreading event.
That's funny.
I knew it. You'd be spraying.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about super spreading when you hit those big notes.
It's quite a niche thing to do, though, yodeling, isn't it?
Like not in Switzerland.
Really?
And everyone yodels by the age of two.
Do they?
Yeah. It's like, you know, in Canada, they can all ice skate by the age of two. In Switzerland, they yodel and play those huge long pipes. You know, the long ones? You know, the big ones that go... forever.
You're talking about.
No, you know they can.
Long pipe you're talking
about.
Yes,
and then they can dance like in the Sound of Music. That's all I know.
So the super spreader is a yodeler.
Oh, you're doing the segment now.
I'm just looking at the story here.
So scientists say the culprit may have been. This is great. Yodeling's being blamed for the worst COVID supercluster in Switzerland and perhaps Europe.
Oh, no.
Takes
that's
a lot
bad.
For take.
Yeah.
If Europe's brought down by yodeling, I will retire from all forms of media because that's it. I'm done. So I just say the culprit may have been a yodel musical attended by 600. I'm not making this up. Attended by 600 fans in late September in the rural. I can't say that. There's no vowels. Swiss. How would you know?
I'm reading the story that you've got.
Where concert goers respected social distancing but were not required to wear masks. The coronavirus swept through the region, more than doubling the cases.
Oh.
It's become the country's worst COVID zone.
So that's terrible. That is terrible.
I blame yodeling. So there's a few songs or a few acts you shouldn't see live at the moment.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, where have we got?
Well, you wouldn't go like the Sound of Musical live, would you?
High on a hill was a lonely goat. Her lay, hoddle-lay, hoddle-lay, hoo-hoo. Loud was the voice of the lonely.
That's a bit of a lame yodel, really.
Do you know what it does? What's it makes them worse than the Nazis. Because the, I mean, the Nazis we know weren't great.
No,
but if you're spreading COVID, if the nanny's spreading COVID,
sure
I ask you, who's the real villain?
Okay. What about Patsy Cline? Rest in peace, of course, died at a very young age.
Well,
I saw.
I probably died of COVID after yodeling.
But she had the Lovesick Blues, which was famous with the yodel. A lot of country music as yodeling.
Not go near country and western at the moment. Wear a mask. That's not bad yodeling. What else, Dave?
What about the Cranberries?
Oh, the Cranberries.
Well, here's another one who's passed too, Dolores O'Riordan.
Oh, we're starting to sense a theme here.
Is that yodeling or is that just sort of
yodeling.
Wailing?
Do not sit in the front 10 rows if you go to a Cranberry gig.
He's one of your favourites, John Denver.
Oh. Again, dead.
Yeah, there's a real theme going on here, isn't it? Eminem, he's still alive with Rihanna.
Borderline yodeling, but that's super spreading.
Yeah, massive. What about the yodeling kid from Walmart? I don't know what I do. Starting young.
It's the demon child. All right, what do you want? Stop it. I let it go. He's
all right. I'll find that
one. Little yodeler.
Yeah.
From way back. All right, well, are we good to do this?
So,
do you think you can get the satellite in place?
So we're going from yodeling to the metal of God being Rob Halford of Judas Priest.
That's the change we're making right now.
He's going to join us right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. The best part of the last 5 decades, our next guest has been out front of the longest working and touring metal band of all time, Judas Priest's Rob Halford. Bring the law, bring the law. You got a little bit coming in a pan of After a mammoth list of albums with Priest, solo and side projects, a Grammy, and being one of metal's most influential figures, Rob's just released a memoir of his career titled Confess. Please welcome to the show the unmistakable voice of metal, Rob Halford.
Wow.
Hello, Rob. How goes? Welcome aboard.
That's right, Neil. No, Chad. Hello, guys.
We couldn't be happier to speak to you, Rob. 50 years of piss farting about out the front of a heavy metal band, and you've only just realised you're an author.
It took a while, didn't it? Yeah.
Took a while. What's harder, album covers or book covers?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You tell me. They're both a lot of fun and both quite challenging. But, you know, we finally got there, and I'm absolutely thrilled now to be able to share this fantastic book that I made with my mate Ian Gittins, and it tells you everything about my life. You know, I'm a 69-year-old heavy metal maniac, proud of it.
Yep,
and 50 glorious years with Judas Priest, and of course, so many people around the world know of most of my life in metal and music. But this is all the other stuff. This is all the other stuff that you might be interested to have a look at and a listen to.
Well, we are, and we'll get to that. But how you crystallise a 50-year career and an incredible life outside of the band into one book, I'll never know. I want to run you through some of the bombshells in the book before we start mucking around down the deep end of the pool. Handcuffed yourself to Andy Warhol, true or false?
Yeah, don't get close to me. Don't get close to me while I've got my handcuffs ready.
Wow.
My handcuffs always ready to latch onto somebody. And Andy Warhol was the unwilling victim that night. He was very confused. He was very, very confused. Hadn't got a clue what was going on.
Yes.
But I secured him to my wrist, and then I actually threw him in the back of a cab, and we went to Studio 54 together.
Yes.
I released him there, and he went off into the night, and I've never saw or heard of him ever again.
Oh, that's gold. All right. Fire a machine gun on your own audience. Please explain.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing about that, guys. It's great when it works. If it don't work, it looks very stupid. You get a couple of these whiz bangs going off instead of a full, you know, a fully automatic blank thing happening.
Yeah.
And you get a couple of pew pews, and it's a dismal failure. But when it did work, it was a lot of fun. It was very powerful. Yeah.
I can only imagine. Now, you've discussed heavy metal music with the Queen.
I have.
Wow.
Who would have believed Her Majesty is a headbanger? It's amazing.
Did her crown come off? I have to know. Did the crown come off?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, she was there bopping back and forth with me and Cilla Black. It was an amazing night, that was. I couldn't believe it. First of all, I've got Cilla digging me in the rig, saying, don't show things with the Queen. And I haven't got a clue about protocol.
Yes.
And then, of course, Her Majesty going, oh, heavy metal, why do they play it so loud?
Right?
And I'm saying, well, Your Majesty, you've got to bang your head to it. And she's like, yeah. And then she wanders off into the night, like Andy Warhol, and I never saw her again either. So, there you go.
Didn't handcuff the Queen?
Oh, no. They patted me down that night. They wouldn't let bring in the whipping clubs.
Now, what's your beef with Freddie Mercury?
I love Freddie. What a star. What a rock star.
I do too.
Wow. There's too much to say about Freddie. His glorious music, the band Queen. No, we had a little bit of a, not a kiss, but, you know, one day I'm watching the Top of the Pops, and there comes Freddie, decked head to toe, in what I can only say was the Metal God paraphernalia, you know. So I was a bit kicked off at that. But, we never had a real beef as such. Again, the closest I got to Freddie was just giving him away across a gay bar in Athens, and then I see him a couple of days later when I'm on the nudie beach in Mykonos, and I see this yacht come around the corner, festooned with pink balloons and well-oiled toy boys hanging onto the mast, and then he's, you know, waving to everybody. Well, what a glorious moment that was, yeah. Fantastic.
HMS Freddie Mercury, I would have thought.
Right.
All aboard. He would have had the captain's shorts on for sure. You know, tennis shorts was his look. I think the black leather and chains was your look. When I think of black leather and chains, I think of Rob Halford or the motorcycle guy from The Village People.
Yeah.
And I much prefer your
definitely
your look.
All right, Rob, stay there. Rob Halford is with us from Judas Priest. Confess, the book is out now. We are going to play a Judas Priest song right now. It is Breaking the Law. We're back with Rob right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Rob Halford, frontman, the metal god, is joining Kennedy Malloy right now. The new autobiography, Confess, is out.
Now, we had some great news and some bad news last week, and I want to ask you about both these guys. AC/DC released new music, and we couldn't be happier. And let's what is all agreed is a pretty crap year, 2020. Yeah. It hasn't been great. The release of new music from AC/DC I thought was great. Can you tell me about the time you supported them and you thought they didn't like you?
Oh, what a brilliant tour that was. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had the great fortune of going out with AC/DC on a big European tour and had a wonderful time with the guys. But because we were having to travel practically overnight from venue to venue, we have this van, which we nicknamed the Bread Van because that's what it looked like. We got all the band and crew, you know, elbows in the ribs and feet in the face, doing overnighters all around Europe. I forget who he was. I think it might have been Bonnie. Come to the dressing room. He goes, are we okay? I said, what do you mean, Bonnie? He goes, well, we never see you, you know. We never see you at all. You do your show and then you've gone. I said, oh, no. I said, well, what we have to do, we have to leg it after the show to make sure we can get to the next place in time, you know. And he goes, well, how are you getting about? So we've got this old rental bread van. No. He says, get on the bus with us, you know. So that was just the beautiful guys that they were, still are. Mm. They took us out on their tour bus and gave us some beers and, you know, wonderful overnighters with them. What an iconic band. And, of course, absolutely, we're all thrilled. I can't wait to get a full ear full of Power Up. I've heard Shot in the Dark, and that's a cracker. It's wonderful to see the band back together, and what a great homage this will be again.
Indeed.
Keeping the wonderful memory of Malcolm alive and the wonderful memory of Bon alive. We can't wait to see the guys when it's safe to get out on the road one more time.
Well said, Rob. And what about the passing of Eddie Van Halen? We read a couple of things you'd said. That's a big loss. Did you have much to do in your career or cross paths at all with Eddie?
Yeah, we did some shows together over the decades, you know. I mentioned a couple of things that that really, you know, still a strong metal memory. The first time was when they first released the very first Van Halen album, and the manager of Priest at the time came around to my house, was banging on the door. He said, you've got to come and listen to this cassette. I've just had it sent over from America. So we sat in his car, and I heard Eddie Van Halen for the first time. It blew me away, man. I'd never heard a guitar player play like he was playing. He was a revolutionary. He was a game changer. So then fast forward a few years later, and we had the pleasure of opening up for Van Halen in Santa Monica, the Santa Monica Civic. You know, and after the show, just sitting around talking, drinking, having chats about metal, rock and roll and so forth. And Eddie would come to pre-shows, and he'd more than likely be hanging out with Glenn or KK at the time, because that's what guitar players do, talking about the gear and so forth. So beautiful memories.
Yeah.
And I tell you something, guys, the best way to celebrate these amazing people, these incredible musicians that will never be replaced, is to keep playing their music. Yep. It's the greatest thing you can do for them, and it keeps them alive with us, because every day we listen to Van Halen, every day we listen to Bond and the guys. You know, it's how we stay connected,
yeah,
no matter where they are.
Well said, Rob. Now, listen, this is a great read. It's a fantastic read, and it'll be so much fun for everyone, but it's way more important than that as well. Can you talk me through? And I've made some big calls in my life, but I can't imagine what's going on in your head in 1988, the front man to the preeminent heavy metal band in the world, who has a legion of fans all over the world, and how you come up and go, you know what, guys, I'm gay. I think of it now, but I remember the climate. Can you talk us through the lead up to that decision and how you felt afterwards?
Well, thanks for bringing this up, because it's still an important part of my life.
It is.
It's still an important part for a lot of people, you know, a lot of gay metalheads, people of the LGBT community. Mm. And it's a much better place now for all of us, although we've still got a long way to go in terms of equality.
Yep.
Having said that, the day that I did formally come out, as it were, was when I was at the MTV studios in New York, and I was with a band called Two at that time, a great record that was produced by Trent Reznor. Mm. And my mate John Five, who was a stellar guitar player. And I was just talking about my life at that time, the music that I was making. And I said, just very, you know, in a conversational way, and speaking as a gay man, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And I heard the producer drop his clipboard. I was bouncing around the studio. And there it was. So the thing was, guys, that, you know, I've always said that was the best way for me to kind of make that statement. Mm-hmm. It wasn't planned. It wasn't premeditated. There was no agenda. I just explained that that's who I was. And turned out pretty much everybody had put two and two together. And
right.
The thing for me was, again, that I was absolutely floored and blown away by the amazing support of not only Priest fans, but metalheads around the world. And so it continues to be. And I've said constantly over and over again, if you're struggling with that, you know, put yourself into a better place. If you can come out and just be the person you are, you have a much better life. It's as simple as that.
You will have probably no idea how many lives you have saved and affected through that decision back in 1998. You said in I think in your book that you did drop a hint in the song Raw Deal, but no one picked it up at the time. Is that true?
It's amazing. Yeah, I was in the studio making the Synaptisin album with Roger Glover from Deep Purple producing. And I'm lying there in the corner with my thesaurus. I was reading the Bible. Thesaurus, mate. That's where I got my words from. I just had this idea for this song with these lyrics. And again, it was just an opportunity, because I'm always inspired by the sound of the music. And for whatever reason, it took me to that place. And the words are very straightforward. It tells a story about this famous place in New York State, Fire Island, which is a big part of the gay world in the summertime. You know, the stories about the guys and stuff. It wasn't an explicit thing or anything of that nature, but it was just a story, you know. And I never even thought about the ramifications of that, or where that song may have led, or whatever. Of course, the fact of the matter is, it didn't do any job per se. It was just a great song.
Mm.
But years and years later, and especially with Confess now, and people are going back to that song and looking at the words, and then there's a great story to be told about that part of New York that's a fun place to go and party at.
Well, I want to thank you for your time today, Rob. It's a fantastic read. I want all our listeners to go out and get a book. Mm. It's educational and it's fun and it's hilarious. You are a giant on stage and off stage, and I want to thank you for all the great time and entertainment you've given to us and our audience, and thank you for talking to us today.
It's been a pleasure, Mick. Thank you, Dangerous Dave.
You got
Australia,
it.
Australia, we love you guys so much. We can't wait to come back out there when it's safe and sound. You know, all bands, our fans are like water to us.
Yeah.
You know, we exist together. We've got to get back out on the road, and we will when it's safe and sound. It looks like 2021 is the launch platform for us all. So
we'll be there.
Let's hope Priest gets back to your beautiful shores, and we'll come and have some heavy metal mania back once again in the beautiful Australia.
We'll hold you to that. Thanks for your time today, Rob.
Rob Helford, the metal god, joining us. The Confessed autobiography is out right now in bookstores. Rob Helford from Judas Priest here on Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We just had Rob Halford from Judas Priest on the show. Lots of love coming through on the socials. Amen to that, being a legend, says Samuel. Ronnie as well, saying arguably the best pipes in metal history. Confess is the book. We played Breaking the Law as well. By the way,
Larry in here, aren't we?
That's a good day for us. If you love that sort of music, if you love Judas Priest, you might want to check out Triple M Hard and Heavy, which is a heavy metal rock station. It's one of our digital stations too. Time for some Queenslander news, Mick.
Let's do it.
What are you doing, mate?
I'm hearing
Queenslander.
I'm just like, mate.
News.
A couple of big ones just to get us off with this. Sure. Two things for sale in the great state of Queensland. One is the first legal brothel, and one is the North Rockhampton Bowls Club. I'm guessing they are both COVID-related.
What are you doing, mate?
What are you doing, mate?
So a
brothel.
Yes.
I would have thought they'd be tough times. I'm not in the know here.
No, you would have no idea. But I'm guessing,
given that you have to cough up your details for personal tracing, contact tracing, and the idea that I would have thought that would have been pretty hard to trade through So
tough times for the brothel industry.
It's a Brisbane brothel. You can own it, and it's a first legal brothel.
Come with a spa?
900. Well, imagine getting the floor plan. Hey, why do all the rooms have spas? In fact, imagine turning up on there today, day as a customer, and not realising there was an auction in progress.
What
are you doing here? I'm just going in to consult the vendor.
What are you doing, mate?
Why is this room Roman? What are you doing, mate?
It's quite specific, isn't it? Because often those areas are like industrial areas, aren't they?
I don't know where this one actually is, but it just doesn't look like the ritziest.
Right.
You
going to put a bid in or what?
A bid in? I've already put a down payment on it.
New owner, right.
Be the new owner. I would be good.
Of course you would be. You'd like the...
I'd be a male madam.
That's right.
What you call them?
At the front desk.
A maledom. I don't know what's going on.
All right. What would you call the place?
Now, what about the bowls club?
What's happening there?
The bowls club I worry about too. Mm. And I mean, COVID would rip through a... bowling club, especially a beautiful one in Queensland. This one is the North Rockhampton Bowls Club, back on the market. Again, 900 grand. If you've got 900 grand, which way are you going to go? There's no middle ground, is there? Brothel? Bowls
That's
Club.
That's right.
What are you feeling? What are you feeling like today?
Mm. Well, you've got an affinity with bowls.
I love the bowling community. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love bowling clubs. Please don't buy it if you're going to put up a block of flats.
No way.
Or something similar, or a revolving restaurant. Please maintain it and have it as something for the local community up there. And Rocky!
On your Rocky.
Which we all love dealing. Yeah. Now, onto more controversial news. There is a move afoot to get North Queensland to succeed into its own separate state.
What are you doing, mate?
What are you doing, mate? Have a listen.
The idea, supposedly first floated back in 1865, is all about North Queensland standing on its own two feet and not being lectured by the South. Member for Whitsunday, Jason Costigan, who set up North Queensland First, plans to seek a referendum on the split by the end of the year.
Member for Whitsunday. That'd be a casual member, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
imagine. He's never put on long pants in his life.
That's right.
Imagine him. I'm crossing the floor in my shorts and long socks and sandals. He'd turn up in a wine shirt. The minister, the member for Whitsunday. If I join politics, that's the seat I'm running in.
Jason Costigan's the guy. Well,
Costigan, you're dead meat, mate. I am coming for
you. By the way, no more of this departing from Australia.
What's wrong with us?
Why? Yeah. We love North Queensland.
He doesn't have a government car. He's got a yacht with a flag on the front. A Aussie flag. North Queensland.
No, you can't do it.
You can't. That means they get the pointy bit. You can't have the pointy bit. That's ours.
Exactly.
You can't. If we lose the pointy bit, I will go bonkers. And, they're going to have their own constitution, their own president.
Yeah, who's going to run?
President Catter.
Oh, yeah, maybe this guy.
People are entitled to their sexual proclivities. Let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. But I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
President Catter.
North Queensland, that'd be mandatory. Yeah. That's how you get your citizenship. You get bitten by a crocodile.
Right.
You cross the border, you get bitten by
a crocodile.
Their flag would be a crocodile eating a stingray.
What are you doing, mate?
There'd be a Gaza Strip with between Queensland and North Queensland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'd be, oh, geez, I'd love to see what
your river full of crocs.
All right, hey, let's go to a break. When we come back, a song, it's going to be...
Song Whisperer.
Song Whisperer.
We got Song Whisperer. Then we've got Merrick Watts as well.
All right.
On the telly last night, dominating with SAS Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we just spoke about Van Halen with Rob Halford from Judas Priest.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane out today. Merrick Watts is going to join us real soon.
Can't wait.
And a whole lot more to come in the second hour.
We have indeed. We're still mopping up after the yodeling fiasco. Basically, the yodelers have ripped through Europe.
Super spreaders.
Super spreaders, yeah. They are. They haven't done enough damage over the years, just to eardrums. Now they're potentially killing people with their yodeling. Right. We played a few songs that you actually should ignore, like the Cranberries and other stuff, because they're yodelers. We found some. I can't believe this slipped through the cracks earlier. Yeah. This is Kevin Bloody Wilson, who had a yodeling song, which is might be a bit highbrow for some.
Okay.
But listen closely.
It's called Ollie and Olga. Take a listen.
The village stood still and the whole valley chilled as they heard the words of poor Ollie ring out. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Who diddly old lady? Who diddly old lady? Who diddly old lady? Who diddle who? Who diddly old lady? Who diddly old lady? Who diddly old lady? Who diddle who?
That's some top shelf yodeling
right
there.
Real classy kind of
stuff. If you're going to Kevin Bloody Wilson concert, don't sit in the front row if he's going to do Ollie and Olga. Time for the Song Whisperer.
Oh, let's do that.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Did you enjoy our musical guest today, Jay?
I did. And I tell you, any day you can go from Rob Halford and Judas Priest to Kevin Bloody Wilson is pretty awesome.
Yodeling.
Yeah, before... I talk a little bit more about Judas Priest. You were searching for the word of what is the word for a male madam?
Yes.
I believe that word is pimp.
And there it was right on. I'd love to be a pimp.
Would you?
Because you get to wear big coats and hats, fedoras. I'd be in a fedora.
Huggy bear.
And black boots. And I'd have high heels. I'd have a cane. You've got to have a cane if you're a pimp.
Jeez, you're killing yourself.
And, you know, wear something that looks like a car seat cover. I don't know. Hey, now what are you...
Played Breaking the Law. Every time I hear that song, I'm always reminded of, you remember Beavis and Butthead?
I love Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Anytime Beavis was up to no good, that was his theme song. Dange.
This is going to be cool. Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
That was cool.
Oh, I love Beavis and Butthead. Judge was involved in that.
Oh, yeah. And that is... And Beavis cutting off the finger of Butthead with a chainsaw.
Of course they did. Loving it and laughing as they did it. Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
The movie, Beavis and Butthead movie, is unbelievably good.
So
you want to get a load of that. Okay, then, do you want to get into it? The song today, synopsis, please.
This guy is in a substance-induced haze. He's up, he's down, he's medicated. He's hearing voices, he's cutting his hair, he's abstaining from masturbation. Oh. He's looking forward while looking within. His visions and delusions the result of better living through chemistry.
Purple haze.
Jimi Hendrix.
Fantastic song. Great guess, Mick, but not correct.
I remember somebody from Cypress Hill. They were good at it. They weren't going to die wondering when it came to the old haze. Mm.
Now you've gone Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. I've gone Huey Lewis and the News, I Want a New Drug.
I'll be really disappointed if it's Huey Lewis and the News. Please say
it's
no.
Not,
so
it's not Huey Lewis.
133353, get involved.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And coming up in the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy today, very shortly, the great Merrick Watts, in any condition to do his interview for some kind of hospital ward somewhere, after getting the suitcases belted out of him
he's a big unit
last night by Australian cricketing great
Man.
Mitchell Johnson, I think. At one point, that's good management, isn't it? Hey, I've got your show. What is it? Are you going to get the suitcases punched out of you?
Off you go.
An Australian fastball. Oh, okay. I'll sign up for that.
Big hands.
Jeez Louise. Hey, we'll get to the bottom. This show looks like a cracker, by the way.
Back on tonight, Channel 7.
We've all been talking about it today, and I hope it maintains its current trajectory, because there will be carnage.
Mm.
Chick flick alert. May or may not get a run. We've been talking about this all week. We'll talk about Ned's. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top. With the song Whisperer, he's having a big day. The song Whisperer, do you know, he's a bit of a heavy metal
fan. I know that. Yeah, he loves heavy rock.
Who's your favourite band, Song Whisperer?
Like, my favourite band?
Yeah, your favourite heavy metal band?
Well, my favourite heavy metal band would... It's Metallica.
It's Metallica. Now, I've been away overseas with you twice where you've hunted them down and gone, when we're in the States, and you've gone, oh, my God.
San Francisco.
Metallica's playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just say there wasn't a lot of producing going on while he's off headbanging at a big outdoor concert at the Super Bowl, wasn't it, in San Francisco?
That's exactly right, yeah.
We were talking about, because we were just interviewing Rob Halford from Judas Priest.
Yeah.
How do you rank them? Have you got a – where do they sit? Yeah. Are they on the –
Oh, they've got to be up the top.
Would Judas Priest be on the Mount Rushmore of heavy metal?
That was a question.
That is a great question. So I defer to Louder Sound, which is a website that tracks all heavy metal. They did the top 50, right?
Yep.
They've got Judas Priest at number 9.
Number 9. Okay. Wow. I would have thought it'd be bigger than that. Mm. Have you got the top 10 there? Can you?
Let me give this. Number 10 is a band called Baby Metal. Don't know a lot about them. Not worried about them. 9, Judas Priest. Number 8 is a French band called Gojira. Mm. They were originally called Godzilla. Number 7, this is when it starts to get heavy. Slayer. 6, Pantera. 5, Slipknot.
Yeah.
4, AC/DC, 3, Black Sabbath, 2, Iron Maiden, number 1, Metallica.
Metallica. No Bucks Fizz.
No.
I just would have thought.
Bucks Fizz.
You know,
making your mind up.
Making your mind up.
And, you get a look in.
They rip the skirts off.
Yeah, that's right.
Geez, that's no Quiet Riot in there.
What's your opinion? Do you basically agree with
it? It's hard to argue with that list.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, I'm sure other people.
Where are Akadaka in there? Where
number 4.
Oh, number 4. Mm. Okay, all right.
They're number 4.
Snap.
Hey, that's
cool. Hey, song Whisperer. Synopsis for your song today, please.
This guy is in a substance-induced haze. He's up. He's down. He's medicated. He's hearing voices. He's cutting his hair. He's abstaining from masturbation. Mm. He's looking forward while looking within. His visions and delusions the result of better living through chemistry.
It's like how I woke up today.
I don't need that music.
It's like a documentary. Yeah. My life. Okay, let's get into it. Matt. Matt, what do you think it is? What's the song?
Mick, I think it's Green Day, Longview.
Longview. Ticking any boxes, Dave?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a certain line to a certain comment you had in that synopsis song, Whisperer.
Yeah, well, they mentioned masturbation in this song, but it's not correct.
Sorry, okay. Mate. All right. Well, it's a good genre, the old masturbation song.
Masturbation songs.
Yeah.
We
should do an album of them.
Don't need to focus.
Nothing Please from Andrew Lloyd Webber. That would be too much for me. I would just do my head in. Chris is on the line. Chris, song please. What do you think it is?
Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd.
What a song.
But it works for everything. It works for the drugs and the masturbation.
Exactly. It's all encompassing, but not correct.
All right.
Oh.
I'm glad Jane's away today. We've been told off the number of times we've used the word masturbation. Yeah, okay, that's the last
time. That's the last time we do it.
Richard. Richard.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
G'day.
You know, you've heard out my warning. Don't go dropping the M word. What have you... where are you from, by the way?
Hey, I'm from Wilton in New South Wales, but, hey, Mick, I'm waiting for the... world's best number one album to come out, you know, Mick Molloy featuring Jane Kennedy on the banjo.
All right.
Featuring by you mean the ukulele?
The ukulele, that's the one. I'm waiting for the album. When's it coming?
I don't know. But don't think you're getting a cut just because you think you've come up with the idea. I'll play the banjo. The banjo's underrated. We should do a banjo edition one day.
What are we
all songs
play?
Involving the banjo.
Well, give me a song from the banjo.
Just play the theme from Deliverance 10 times. Man, the devil went down to Georgia, you idiot. What about the Swans theme song?
Come on, man. You're
they
really
down by the riverside? Strong. Am I the only one thinking?
Down by the riverside?
Down by the riverside.
There's a Led Zeppelin song that features
Thank
banjo.
You.
I'm sure of it.
All right, Richard, what do we think about Richard's song?
I was thinking Behind Blue Eyes and then Disco.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. The Silkfish was already said no before you even folded in. Hang on, play a bit and let's have a go.
What was your guess? Limp Bizkit, was it?
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit, Behind Blue Eyes. Behind Blue
Eyes. That could use some banjo.
Oh, my gosh. We talk about great covers on this show a lot. That is not a great cover.
Gee, you've got it in for Limp Bizkit.
You do.
Not a fan.
Do you know what he is? He's heavy metal.
Where's the backwards
helmet? Heavy metal old snob.
Snob.
He doesn't. Yeah. Generally said they are. They're like a, what do you call those bands that are one-hit wonders? Those novelty bands.
Novelty, yeah.
That's how he describes Limp Bizkit.
Really hard song.
We're on the soundtrack to The Matrix, by the way.
Yeah, and I saw Limp Bizkit at Soundwave a couple of years ago. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
Bit of nookie.
No doubt.
Great.
Sure.
Yeah, what are you doing at Limp Bizkit?
I was they were headlining.
Free tickets, was it?
Yeah, well, it was, actually. It was comps.
Is that no? That's a no?
That's a no.
Bad luck, Richard. Sam's on the line. Sam, where are you from?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where are you from? Chitaway Bay.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a good location for, I don't know, a Bachelor in Paradise or something. Where are you? Chitaway Bay.
Sounds good.
Yeah. What happens there?
Yeah.
Lots happens here. We've got nice lakes, beaches, everything here. It's great.
Well, I'll see you there in about 2 days.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll be around. There. Top and tail. Good. Okay, what's the song?
Lithium Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow, hang on.
We do play it.
It's right in the breadbasket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's waking up in the haze. Oh, good Lord, this is ticking a lot of boxes.
100% correct, Sam. Yes. Well done.
Yay!
Oh, Sam. Happy days for you. You've got yourself return domestic economy flights for you and a friend, courtesy of Virgin Australia.
Sam.
Anywhere on the Virgin network you want to fly, off you go. You've got 12 months to think about it. Everybody's happy.
If you want to leave Chitaway Bay, why would you leave? It just sounds perfect, but they're there for you. Well done, Sam. We love you. Let's go straight into the song, shall we?
Yeah, well, here it is. Hang on, wrong. That's a wrong Nirvana song. That's mixed cover of a...
That's my cover of a...
Here's the one we're talking about right now. It is Lithium. Up next, Merrick Watts to join us.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
SAS Australia continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7. And from that show, he's a friend of this show and this network. It's Merrick Watts on Kennedy Malloy.
Rez, how are you?
Sorry, guys. Just picking up my brain off the floor from where Mitchell Johnson.
Wow,
hey, he punched me so hard that occasionally a bit of my brain falls out of my ear. So I've got to keep pushing it back into my skull.
This is incredible TV, Mez. Well, let's talk through it. I'm going on a reality show. I think I'm going to be Bachelor in Paradise, or you know, something. Maybe cooking flowery. A meal, or something like that. This thing is out of control. Basically, you've had the suitcases punched out of you by one of Australia's best cricketers. And this is the first episode. I've shudder to think where we're going from here.
Well, it was one of the most requested things online before the show started. I think it was 2.3 million people said, we'd like a show where Merrick gets bashed. And I'm always happy to serve the public. Yeah, look, the first scene, if you didn't see it last night, which is...
talk us through it. It's the first episode, Channel 7. It looks great.
17 celebrities, all of us get pushed backwards out of a helicopter about 15 metres over freezing cold Lake Jindabyne. And we all go, wow, that's pretty rough. But that's probably it, the end of it. No, it's not. Crawl through some mud, eat some mud, get yelled at, and it's just from the get-go, we all just went, oh, this is very, very, very real. And then we get taken away to our base camp. We're there for like 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden we run to a place we've got no idea. We never, ever have any idea what's going on at any stage, what we're going to be confronted with. And it was a boxing match, and it's absolutely, totally toe-to-toe, and I was fortunate enough to get lined up with fast-bowling aggression man, Mitchell Johnson, who not only had a bit of reach on me, also managed to have hands like anvils, and have you guys ever been to Fiji? Because that's where he punched my brain to. He punched me so hard, I was unconscious almost.
Was this in the rundown? Because, correct me again if I'm wrong, you actually rang them up and said, can I get on this show, please? Because I know you're a fitness freak. Yeah. So you've gone, I want to be in this. Yeah. Have you changed your mind?
No, the thing is that's what you've got to ask yourself. Where did the brain damage occur? Was it before I went on the show or when Mitchell gave it to me? It's hard to say because I signed up to it knowing full too well, as every single person did, that the likelihood of having to go toe-to-toe in a fight like that was absolutely going to happen. So yeah. We knew that in the English version, that's what had happened. So we expected that. I just didn't expect it to be quite one-sided.
All right. So. Let me ask you about a couple of the girls. Now, Roxy Jacinco is already out. I'm not giving anything away there. She's been out doing publicity
yep.
today.
She did a rigorous six hours. She did 6 hours there.
She got suitcases punched out of her too by...
Yeah. Candace Warner.
And I'm going to say this, but isn't she like a triathlete?
She's an Iron Woman. Yeah.
So, and the other one basically is a PR expert. Now, does that seem like a fair fight to you?
That's a perfect matchup for my money. That's a perfect matchup. That's what I would have written if
and,
I could
and
have.
She's dirtied up. She's not happy about it. So she was clearly... No. Clearly hurt. The other one I wanted to ask you about is Chappelle Corby, because Chappelle, you know, I have a soft spot for Chappelle Corby. She's
on your list
of women I covered. I'm going to ask you this, and I really hope you say she's lovely. What's she like?
She's lovely.
Yes, I knew it.
Seriously. I was just text messaging her before I came on.
Wow.
I'm not even joking. I'm in a relationship with her now.
I will cut your lunch.
She's unaware of it. We could both be in a relationship that she doesn't want.
Chappelle is surprisingly lovely, and she would have been. Like, everyone else has kind of got a media background or a celebrity, and she's coming from a different angle or a different place. Was she accepted? And yes, please tell me more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. She was accepted by everybody. All the cast really, really liked Chappelle. She was, you know, she was there for the right reasons. She wants redemption. She wants a new change. You know, she wants for people to see her differently. I was completely oblivious. I had no idea. I said, Chappelle, what's your backstory? Tell me. And of course, that's a lie because I've made a fortune out of Chappelle Corby jokes.
You bought a house, I reckon.
I bought a house.
The Chappelle Corby wing you've got. If you're like me, you've probably done a million jokes on that woman over the journey.
Every now and again, I'll get a phone call from Westpac saying, "Hey, listen, your accounts are down. Have you got any more Chappelle Corby jokes in you?"
Was she aware of this, or did you fist this up to her?
I literally text messaged her today with what I thought was a really lovely message about how well she's done and about how people perceive her differently now and what a great person she is. And then at the bottom of it, because I'm a coward, I signed off my name. And then at the bottom, I said, "P.S. by the way, I made 1 million jokes about you on radio." Too late to take them back now. I did a few emoji faces. That fixes everything, as you know, and move on.
You're back. All right. Hey, did we play the bit of Mitchell Johnson?
No, we didn't.
We've been talking about it. Yeah, yeah. Before we go to the break, we need to show... This is the sound. You need to tune in and see the pictures because they're even more graphic.
Yeah.
But please enjoy the sound of our guest, Merritt Watts, getting the suitcases punched out of him by Mitchell Johnson.
I love this.
You will punch a hole in your opponent's face. If they hit the deck... You will follow up and you will punch them until their face is deep in this dirt. If you find yourself on the deck, you fight your way to your feet. It's all about character.
See if I can cope.
When I say fight your fight, the only time you will stop is when I give you the command stop. Is that understood? Fight! Come on! Yes. Go forward!
Get in there, come on!
That's it! Lots of aggression. Look at the enemy. Take him out.
Wow. Any damage?
Yeah. I mean, he... Look, there was some damage there. Number one, he cracked one of my ribs within about 5 seconds. Yeah, he hit me in the rib, and I felt it go. I've broken my ribs before, so I knew straight away. That's not great. But I thought, you know what? I'll fight my way out of this. Oh, hang on. I can't see properly, and I'm on the ground. This is not how I imagined this in my mind when we were driving here. Yeah. But he's a great bloke, Mitchell. If you're a fan of cricket and you saw him playing cricket as a fast bowler, that level of aggression is what he takes on. But as soon as he's kind of off that task, he is a great bloke and a massive heart.
I'm prepared to step in the ring with Nathan Lyon. And that's it. Hey, we're going to come back.
If I got Michael Clarke, I would have been thrilled.
Yeah. All right, Merrick, stay there. SAS Australia back tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7. Merrick's going to stick around. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Stick around.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Merrick Watts is with us right now. SAS Australia, you don't want to miss it. Last night was a ripper. Tonight, sure,
tonight again.
Another one coming. 7:30.
He's already banged
7.
Up. He's sitting Look here. He's got a sling yep. on. He's got his wounded. Black eye. He's
gone through the ringer.
A bloody mess, yeah.
He's gone through the ringer.
That was just lunch with my wife. Boom tish. There we go. More of that tonight.
Lighten the mood. What are you? What, you're in there in those terrible conditions. What did you cover? Where did you go? When I get out of there, the first thing I want to do is what?
I went to McDonald's and destroyed a thick shake. And when I say, I mean, I drowned it. I got hold of a McDonald's thick shake and I said, you are going to cop it in my face. And I'm going to punch a hole in your face as a thick shake. And I destroyed it. And it was marvellous.
And confectionery? What in the way of confectionery?
Man, I got into some of that as well. I had a violet crumble, which tasted like Nirvana. And I don't mean the band.
What about Tim Tam? Tim Tam?
Well, here's the thing. Interesting. I've taken a new opinion towards Tim Tams, Mick. Funny you should say that. I was at Coles today because I'm a regular person. Yeah. And when I was in Coles, I noticed that there's a freaking Tim Tam wall now. They don't just have Tim Tams on shelves. There's an entire wall of Tim Tams. And I stopped to notice that all the different flavours of Tim Tams. Tim Tams great. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Who doesn't love a Tim Tam?
There was one in our day, wasn't there? There was one.
Yeah, that's right. Chocolate. Tim Tam. And if you don't like Tim Tam, I know, forget about intolerances and stuff like that. If you don't like Tim Tams, you are probably a member of Al-Qaeda. Right? It's just a fact. I don't make up these things. These are just things that we know as factual information.
Right. Yeah, cool.
And you should, you know, you should be put on a watch list. Exactly. torture first, find out the truth later. That's my opinion.
Okay.
So, I'm in there, Mick. There's a wall of Tim Tams. We've all seen these different flavours. They've got, double dip chocolate now, and they've got, dark chocolate. Okay,
white
I'm with
chocolate.
You.
Chocolate.
Yeah. I'm there with you for the journey, Tim Tams. Then today I said, no, you've gone too far. Clearly the person responsible for coming up with new flavours at Tim Tam Factory has got a gun at the back of his head. And somebody has said to him, Brett, because he's 100% his name, Brett, come up with another Tim Tam flavour or it's lights out. Brett has come up with, and tell me, Mick, what do you think of this? This is a flavour of Tim Tam now.
Yep, okay.
Sunshine Coast strawberries and cream. Not strawberries and cream. Strawberries and cream.
Mm.
Sunshine Coast strawberries and cream. And I put it to you, Mick, can you taste the Sunshine Coast?
Yes, I can. If I did a blind tasting, I could taste for you Keppel Beach.
Yep.
That's Keppel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Whitsundays. Yeah. Oh, that's Sunshine. Sunshine.
Hit a big pineapple or something.
Hints of pineapple.
Well, that's
hints
it. Like,
of Scarborough. Oh, that's Scarborough Beach. That's Scarborough. Mate, they've jumped the shark.
100%. Like Sunshine Coast strawberries. Like, for instance, I didn't even know that, like, Sunshine Coast was the hot spot for strawberries. I thought, like, if you're going to get a Tim Tam from the Sunshine Coast, it was going to taste like pensioner. Just like, what's the strawberries and cream?
I don't know.
The other one is, wait for it, Murray Salt caramel flavoured Tim Tam. Murray Salt. So salt from the Murray River is put into a caramel, which is then put into a Tim Tam. Too many levels. What is it, the inception of biscuits, guys? Calm the F down. You've gone too far, Brett. Brett, seriously, mate. I don't know what you're snorting Nurofen now. What are you doing, mate? You have gone too far.
I had one the other day. I swear, Gisborne Orange.
Liked that too, didn't you?
Well, I did until I found out it was based around Gisborne Oranges.
Gisborne Orange, it sounds like an 80s ska band.
That's what I take to ward off scurvy. Another Gisborne Orange, please.
Yeah, exactly.
So this could be never. Why? What's the need? I don't know. I don't get it.
You're a purist. Mick, when you go to the supermarket and you're going to buy a packet of Tim Tams, do you play around with the white chocolate, the double dip, or are you just old school and just, go for your regular missionary position, Tim Tam? Just straight up and down, no frills, no kinky underwear, just, no need for a safety word, just old school, get a Tim Tam. Is that what you're thinking?
Mate, I am pretty vanilla when it comes to Tim Tams, except I'll have everything except vanilla. I don't mind white. I don't mind the goat white, but every time I say white chocolate on this show, Jane reminds me that there's no such thing as white chocolate. So that's when I rang up Tim Tams and gave him an absolute bake.
Well, obviously they've taken your advice on board and gone, Mick said there's no such thing as white chocolate.
Make double dick chocolate. Darker. Make it. Mick doesn't. There's no such thing.
That's what's happened. You've spurred Brett on. Brett's a massive fan. He's lost his mind through fear.
Brett's dead to me. Brett's made a very powerful enemy, and he has too. As have you with Mitch Johnson. The show's tonight. I'm going to watch and see. What do you know what we're going to expect tonight? It's going to be just more punching.
Yeah, there's a thing called Murder Ball. So, a fairly family sort of program, Murder Ball. Watch it. You can watch me break another rib. I think that's fantastic.
I'm going to go on this. How would I go? Okay.
Look, let's take a song. Let's get on.
Don't go on.
Well, the episode tonight is called Fear. So it's on 7:30, Channel 7. It's SAS Australia. Always great to talk to you, Merrick. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, team.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Neds, where you can find the perfect match to your form preferences easily with the Neds filter form, neds.com.au.
I think this will be the biggest week of wagering on sport in the history of Australia.
So what do you got?
NRL Grand Final. Yep. Check. AFL Grand Final. Yep. Check. Hawkins out, by the way. That should affect the odds. Okay. Get it up. Find out. What's happening? Is it COVID related? I don't know. Get the Neds app out. They'll know for sure. I tell you what, to fast track you through, to cut yourself through all the red tape, all the hassle, form guys, all the race guys. Oh, by the way, Cox Plate.
Yes, this weekend.
Cox frigging Plate.
The big Cox.
The three of the biggest sporting tournaments in Australia and the world
this weekend.
All this weekend. If you don't have your Neds app, you are an idiot. You are a rolled gold fool, my friend. Those IT nerds, and I'll give a round of applause for the IT
with their brown
nerds.
Cardigans
down,
on. They're looking
at
good today.
Who have been working hard to make my life better and easier.
Well done, Neds.
So,
they're sports enthusiasts, though. So they're nerds, but they also love their sports. So they know what they're talking about.
They're nerds with their heart in the right place.
Correct.
And they're good for jocks like me who like to get out there amongst the beautiful women and win big bucks.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be having a dabble on the Cox Plate.
Will you?
And I'll be going through Neds. It's what they do. You punch in the information. Yep. They give you, send you back a perfect match.
Yeah. You look at track wins or last starts or top trainer.
And they can do it. And you punch back, and then they'll say, you probably want to go with this, this, or this. All the heavy lifting done, they can predict most things. They can't predict who might be on track when the race is underway.
Oh.
So you come to the first in the centre. Perry Mason is next, and then Des de Jure and Napoleon. They've cleared that one. There are some absolute idiots playing golf out on the course proper. Can you believe that? Down towards you, absolute dickheads.
Hang on. Wow.
All right.
What's happening there?
Do you know what? I've played some difficult lies before, but trying to concentrate on getting your downswing right when there's 24 horses charging at you could be a little difficult. On the Neds app, I wouldn't be backing the golfers.
No, not at all.
I would still like to know who won that race. This is a big week. Mm. If you want to have some fun,
now's the time
that's
to
all
do
it.
It
is, go and have some fun.
Yep.
Get the Neds app and it'll put you out in front.
Happy punting. All right, neds.com.au. And as always, gamble responsibly. And if you do need help, you can call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1800 858 858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au. It's Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
That's another Kennedy Malloy done for the day. Rob Helford, by the way, frontman of Judas Priest. If you missed that, grab the podcast because what a chat! What a fantastic fella, 50 years of rocking.
An important figure too. Do you know what I love about all these guys we've spoken to? It was AC/DC the other day, and we do this from time to time. It's just how brilliant and nice and unaffected they are.
They all are.
You know, it's like
I always say that the bigger you go with the artist, the nicer they seem to become.
Well, it's true in this case. What a fantastic fella, and what a great read. If you love their music, it is bigger than that.
Yeah,
but if you do, what a ripping story! What a cracking bloke, brave as too. By the way, I couldn't imagine being part of.
Also with that metal family and that metal music, their fans are so cool. You used to go to like Soundwave, you know, the rock festival that used to be on years ago. They had the best fans because they love their music. You go to the other pop festivals, and people drift off, and they're idiots. Go to a rock festival. They love their music. They're good dudes.
I love it. You changed any designs for your pool today? Because I know a few have been floating in. There's been some suggestions. My pool bar.
Yeah.
My end.
Yeah.
You've got a regular stool at the pool bar, Dave.
My big idea is having a pool is having pool parties. That's my kind of dream is to have, you know, cocktails by the pool. Jeez. And what could possibly go wrong? We could have a Kennedy Malloy pool party in my backyard.
Try getting me out of it. I've told you, if the pool bar, my pool bar goes in, I've got my own plans.
Yeah, but you'd be one of those people that, like, you know, goes to the bathroom and the toilet because you don't want to leave the pool bar.
Mate, my longest stint in a pool bar without leaving it at all is 7.5 hours.
Okay, so you had to have
you
done something.
Did some.
Hey, tomorrow on the show.
I did one in Bali, and when I got out, I couldn't tie my own shoelaces up. The barman had to tie them
all
up.
Right. I don't know if Mrs. Dangerous would be too impressed with that. Hey, tomorrow, Ivor Davies, to talk about music legends from Ice House and Flowers, of course, he's going to join us. Scott Darlow will be swinging by.
I can't wait.
That will be a big Wednesday. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.